This is East Coast Radio.
Whitney Houston, East Coast Radio, Mike Fien for Stacey and Jay Spoo. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon, 10 minutes after 4. And my household has been rocked by the announcement of an imminent wedding.
Oh, my word.
So, my girlfriend's bestie's getting married. So, she's obviously been made the, not best woman, like the bride's woman.
The maid of honor.
The maid of honor. See, Nick Tatum, his wife's in the industry, so he knows the insider lingo.
I know.
The maid of honor. So, I've also been included in the fun. But let me tell you, it's caused chaos. Because the amount of work this is. Why didn't no one tell me that weddings were so intense? Andy, did you realize that weddings are just basically a full-time job for people to get involved?
Full-time job.
It's a thing. Oh, stunned.
My goodness.
Well, it is a big industry, isn't it?
It is a big industry. Mm. Yeah. As a result of it, I've been included as the MC for the event, which is cool. I'm excited about that. You know, it's always a good night out. Welcome to the wedding. Do the MC work. Very flattered. But they've now got a wedding website, which is apparently a thing, like www.theirnames.co.za. You can go and you can
it
get the details.
Yeah, seriously?
It's apparently a thing. They've included a picture of me with a short description, right? Because I'm part of the wedding party, the MC. And I've recently seen it, and apparently they can't change it. So it's a picture of me with the name Magic Mike. Which is not a great description of me either, because Magic Mike is like a dancer, an exotic dancer. I am not that. I'm exotic, but I'm not a dancer. they've also got a stock description of me, right? The website generated an automatic description of me, which they can't fix. Yeah. They don't know how to change it.
Or they don't want to.
They don't want to either. But also, it's just the most incorrect thing in the history of the world. They're ready to hear what my description is, according to the website. You're ready for this. All right, so Magic Mike. And this is on my Instagram story, by the way. Go look for yourself.
I'm looking at it right now.
At Mike V on air. Go look. At Mike V on air. It's there.
Okay.
Mike is my older sister. Incorrect on that one. That's not true. I'm no one's older sister. Best friend and all-round amazing human. Incorrect as well. Just so many incorrect facts about me here. Also one of the smartest people on the planet. Incorrect. Recently graduating top of her class.
Top of her class.
With honors in engineering. Don't know that either.
Oh.
Mike loves to debate about anything and everything.
True.
So
true.
Be sure to find her on the day if you're up for a good conversation, if you can keep up. Also incorrect. So basically every single thing possible they've listed about me is completely wrong.
Okay, so this website is up, right?
It's up and it's functional.
And you are called Magic Mike on there. Have you had any sort of people coming in asking you?
In my DMs. Not yet. Not yet. What I will say is that I'm now tasked with trying to change this description of me. And I don't know how to write a nice thing about myself, so I'm going to rely on the services of ChatGPT, which I heard is apparently a thing on the show. People using ChatGPT to assist them in their wedding vows. It's apparently a thing. This has been covered before on Stacey and Jay Spoo. We'll revisit this on the way before 25 past 4 this afternoon. Stay with us as I take stock of my truly awful description. My girlfriend's best friend's getting married. She's now the maid of honor, and it is very, very intense. The amount of dedication required, I don't think I understood. I didn't get how deep these things go. Wow! There's a wedding website which has written a very incorrect description of me, labeling me as the bride's older sister. I then suggested I could use ChatGPT to correct it. And apparently, there's a precedence for this on Stacey and Jay Spoo. I'm not the only person who's thinking about using ChatGPT to consider a wedding matter. It's happened before. Listen to this.
Why on earth, in the year of our Lord 2024, are we using ChatGPT to write our wedding vows?
So I went onto ChatGPT and I said, write me a short paragraph. Vows dedicated to Zinhle, whom I've been dating or together with for 16 years. And this is what we got, right? My dearest Zinhle, as I stand here after 16 years of love, laughter, and shared dreams, I vow to continue honoring you with every beat of my heart. Through the highs and lows, you have been my rock, my confidant, and my greatest joy. I promise to stand by your side to support you and to uplift you in all that life may bring. With you, I found my truest home, and I vow to nurture our love with the same tenderness and devotion for the rest of our days.
No, bro.
Are my everything.
No, just stop. Pull it.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, pull it.
You know what I was thinking?
Guys, if this was the Oscars, if these are the Oscars, the music we're playing really loudly right now.
Okay,
so that is so insincere. That doesn't sound like you at all.
Stacey and Jay and a whole of the East Coast, everybody's boyfriend here. So, guys, let's be real. If ChatGPT is saying, hey, you know, I love you like X, Y, and Z, I don't see the problem with it.
Hi, my name's Natasha, and with regard to the vials written by AR, I would be absolutely horrified if I found out. I wouldn't be able to stand for it.
I didn't know the vials were the most important part of the wedding. I thought it was the food and the DJ.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
The team back next week, Monday, with you between 3 and 6 on East Coast Radio.
Mike V, East Coast Radio.